Every time I hear hello, I think about hello, it's ready.
I'm not sure what that means.
It's a talking scale that I need.
That you need?
Yeah, your show will go live in 5 seconds.
It says four, hello, it's ready.
3, 2, 1.
Hello, it's ready.
Vlog Talk Radio. Vlog Talk Radio. That's great.
Hello. It's ready.
I'm not sure what that means, but I
only some people know what I'm talking about when I say hello, it's ready.
I might keep that part in the beginning of the podcast.
If you know, you know. That you know, and that's what it'd be. That's what it'd be. Hi guys, welcome to the Derek and Kay Show. Welcome back.
Hey yo.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Yeah, we're back. So, we missed a couple weeks, I think
we missed a few weeks. Was it a few or a couple? I don't remember.
A couple.
Because you know, we're here. We're back here to entertain you. We're back here for you.
Yeah, refreshed, so, sort of speak.
Refreshed. We're from world events that are still happening. But,
oh my gosh!
Now we're less fresh, so we can like make jokes again, I suppose.
Yeah, right. It's kind of hard. with everything.
I found it difficult to make jokes and be fun and entertaining. In the beginning,
absolutely, so, and that's why we didn't do one of the shows. I'm sure.
Yeah, just gonna be honest. You know, it was just too, it was too much.
And even if you, like, I don't know, somehow could have made it happen, it might have not seemed right. I don't know.
There's something about it. Yeah. It just didn't feel like the best to me.
Sure.
But we're here.
We're here.
And we're here to entertain you for this week. It's Juneteenth.
That's right. That's a celebration.
So exciting. No more slavery.
That's right.
Yay.
I guess
Juneteenth is a bigger deal this year than other years, I suppose.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's been times that I've seen like zero, but now it's like blowing up on the Facebook and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now I'm celebrating with a happy hour cocktail.
I'll toast to that with you. What you drinking, Kay?
This is an obituary. What do you got?
Oh, nice. We got wine tonight, and this is what my sweetie poured it here. What do we got? This is a Chardonnay, a black box Chardonnay.
I was going to ask if that was Chardonnay.
Tasty.
Are we just gonna skip the theme and start into the show, or should we play the theme?
No, we got it's podcast. We gotta.
All right,
we might want
to make that shorter for the YouTubes.
Really, people, yeah. people zone out.
People dip out if it's longer than like I don't know, 10 seconds or so.
Yeah, but if you're dancing, people are not going to be tuning out.
Do I have to dance now?
No, you don't have to dance. No, you don't, but you've done
just
it.
You said that. You said people will not watch if I'm not dancing.
No, I mean, I could dance too, but I gotta press a few buttons here and there.
I know you gotta press buttons. Well, let me take another sip. You ready?
All right, I think I'm ready. Yeah, all right.
Let's get this party started.
All right, I'll press this button then.
Welcome to the Derek and Kay
this
Show.
Is
now I have to dance.
The Derek and Kay Show.
You don't have to.
I have to. You'll just see my silhouette, though.
Yeah, okay.
Call the
That's cool.
Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Hello.
Boy, now we're gonna have fun.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Oh my.
Have you by any chance lost your kitty?
La 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 la.
Well, you wanna woo woo? It's got woo woo. You know what I'm saying?
Woo 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 woo.
We love Derek K Show, you betcha. Johnny J on the Derek and Kay Show, kicking it old school with the beautiful, beautiful Kay and the lovely Derek.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
Hello, boys and girls.
Yeah, we are broadcasting live from Boston and a Boston suburb. Today is June 19th, 2020, and this is episode 364, I believe. Is that right?
Okay, I have no idea.
We're just going to go with that. We're the most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today.
That's a damn lie, and you know it.
Over 250,000 listens on the podcast.
Holy f***ing shit.
Did I forget anything? And my name is Derek.
Derek Kalish.
Sweet.
And right over there is Kay.
Kay Patterson.
And wearing a Pokemon shirt, too, I might add.
Pokemon trainer.
Oh, okay, sorry. Sorry, my bad. Yeah.
And some new Pokemon DLC came out this week.
Mm.
But I haven't purchased it because I haven't actually finished the game. Oh, why my mic's upside down? How sad. How sad.
Oh, that sounds... Wait, that sounds better.
Does that sound miraculously better?
That sounds a bit better, yeah.
Good. Anyway, dkpodcast.com is our website. Check us out. You can check out our former guests. I'm a little winded from dancing.
That was a great, you know, this is what people are going to tune in for now. The intro, you worked up to it.
Well, because our intro is so long and it's for audio, for video, if there are long intros, people duck out. So okay. Gotta be prepared. Anyway, 661-467-2416 is the line to call us.
Oh, right. I'm supposed to press this button. There you go. Sorry.
We're also on Facebook and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Really? Just, I don't know. You can chat with us on all these different platforms.
Cha-cha-cha. Blog Talk Radio.
The Blog Talk Radio and the YouTubes, which I'm only keeping up with the YouTubes chat. So
okay,
there's no way to integrate like that.
I know
into the YouTube chat.
It would be good if they could, you know. But I got the screen open here for the BTR chat.
Fantastic.
And there's we can go to the folks that are there right now, and let's see here.
Okay. Oh.
No. All right.
They must have hung up.
Yep.
They must have hung up.
All right. Maybe I refresh the browser.
Try that. See if anyone's there.
Oh.
Maybe in a few moments. Maybe in a few moments.
No one in that chat room.
What's going on? What's going on?
Mm.
The last 2 weeks of, are we not under a stay-at-home order anymore? Are we not under quarantine? Things are reopening.
Things are reopening.
Not for me.
I'm very hesitant. We've gotten a few takeout foods. We see a lot of restaurants that have outdoor dining open, and it's tempting. You know what? There's nothing that's changed. I want to see some numbers here, right?
They're going up, aren't they?
I don't know. And now I just heard that next week restaurants are going to open up again, which I'm dying to go to a restaurant, but it's I don't want to die to go to a restaurant.
Derek,
you know what I mean?
True. Hey. I would love to go to the Hot Pot, I'm telling you right now, but it's not happening. I'm sorry.
We'll go Hot Pot? Oh, yeah.
Yes. It's not happening. I got to make my own damn hot pot.
Oh yeah, we should probably do what.
But I did. Okay. I did go into a store. I went into a couple of stores.
Yeah.
Right? I went into a restaurant supply store for the first time. My first time going into a store. My husband had gone into the store before.
Yeah.
And first of all, a restaurant supply store is a fun time.
Oh yeah.
Because they have those little like ketchup squeezy bottles.
They got all that good stuff.
They got all kinds of nonsense that you don't need, but you want it,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. How much? 25-pound bag of flour?
Yeah, no, it's 50. You can get from 50. A restaurant supply store.
We've got a 50-pound bag of flour.
Wow.
Yeah.
I almost bought like a couple of those big bottles of the syrup so you can put in your Starbucks coffees.
Cocktails
or whatever.
Oh, like those are great. Yeah.
I was very close to like buying a couple of bottles of this, but I resisted.
And it's probably cheaper too, right?
I bet it was. I don't know. But like being in a store for the first time felt weird, but fun. I had fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to What was my first time being in a store? Oh, I went to the doctor's office.
Oh.
Which was really bizarre. Because
oh, yeah,
first
yeah.
of all, mm-hmm. there's not a lot of people there.
Yeah.
I mean, I went to an OBGYN visit, just to be, you know, right. fully frank with everyone, to go get some things looked at. And I felt weird about it. I felt weird about, like, going to the doctor's office and being there. Everybody had masks on, and it yeah. was weird.
It's a weird feeling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then today, so we've been getting grocery deliveries a lot.
Yeah, same here.
Because we, you know, went back when it was harder to get grocery deliveries, we'd have to go to the corner market, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And today I went to the corner market. I kind of felt okay about it. I was like, oh, I'm in here. And I lingered, you know?
Yeah, which you normally like wouldn't have done. Yeah.
Yeah, normally I would have been all stressed out mm-hmm. and I could have gotten out. In and out of there. But I lingered and looked around. So I think I'm feeling less scared about going shopping, you know? But I'm not going. I don't know. Something about eating at restaurants. You can't really. Can you social distance at restaurants?
Yeah.
Outside even?
I don't know. So we picked up some food last night at a place, and we looked at the tables outside. There's tons of people there, and which I don't know. I mean, I guess they were spaced out in their groups, but there was a lot of people there, and the tables were definitely a lot further apart than you normally would have seen outside. But I don't know. You still got to pass two people. I mean, the only places that I've been to. I'm trying to think of mostly hardware stores because I've been doing all these projects.
Oh,
you know what? Also, I went to IKEA.
You did?
I went to IKEA.
I'm actually kind of jealous because I have an IKEA shopping list, right?
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to have to go next week, but I think I'm just going to do the pickup, man. I'm just going to order online and do the pickup.
You might want to look into that because I was going to do that. At first, I was going to do delivery, and then that was going to take like 3 weeks, way too long.
Oh, F that panda.
And then, yeah, F that panda. And then I was going to do the pickup. You know, I'm trying to get the less contact, right? Versus the time. Yeah. And then they said something like that wasn't available. It wasn't even an option, even though it was something you could click. And then I'm like, you know what? I had the morning off. This was Wednesday. I said, free it. I'm just going to go there, in and out, done.
How was it? Was anyone there?
It was there. So they got old people's shopping from 9 to 10.
Okay.
It might not be called that, but I saw.
So you have to go between 10 and the rest of the hour.
After 10.
If you're like a younger person.
Yeah. And I went.
And a not immunosuppressed person.
Mm-hmm. And I went, you know, I was like just a few minutes after 10. And it was pretty quiet. Everyone had masks. The checkout thing, the thing that's most different, well, of course, no little pencils. You can't have that.
That's finished. Yeah, no, you can't have that.
No yellow bags. You got to buy a bag.
Yellow bags.
Yeah, you can't.
You got to buy a bag.
You got to buy a bag. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the checkout.
I like that big ass bag though.
Oh my gosh. We got tons of them. We got like six of them.
I love that big ass bag.
It's so useful for so many things.
Can you bring your own big ass bag?
Big ass bag. They should just call it that. The IKEA big ass bag.
Yeah, the big-ass bag. That's what it is. It's a big-ass bag.
It's huge. Yeah, no, it's huge.
Like, it's, like, massive. You can fit a body in it.
Did you see the little – they get the little tiny one that's, like, lunch bag size? We each have one. It's so cute. And then they have the rainbow ones, but they're also –
Oh, because Pride?
Yeah, but you can't find them anywhere. I checked the store. You can't. I know. I was going to get a couple. But the thing that was really different about the store was the checkout. It's now a huge maze that goes all the way to the warehouse. And there's 6 feet, you know.
Right.
You step on a spot and then you wait for them to move. You step on another spot. But it moves pretty fast.
Because we need to go to IKEA because we don't have any outdoor furniture.
Ooh, outdoor furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And IKEA is the cheapest option.
They look like they got some nice stuff for that.
They got some cute stuff. I was looking at the Ask Holman, table and chairs.
What's that called, Kay?
Ask Holman. I don't know.
Ask Holman?
Ask Holman.
Oh, it's a Swedish name. Okay.
Yeah, it's a Swedish name.
I got to look that up.
It's like a cute table and chairs, and you can get a little pad. So you can sit out there, and you can fold it up.
Oh,
our porch is only like 10x5 or something, so it's not huge, right?
Nice to get outside.
So I need something petite.
Nice.
And because we have to also fit, I guess, a grill out there.
Yeah.
And then
you'd be grilling.
Supposed to be grilling. And then I guess I gotta fit some plant pots out there.
Oh yeah, that'd be nice.
For the fresh herbs. And then I guess I gotta go to the Homie D to get some plants. You know, like some porch plants. Because that's the time. Right now is the time. It's getting in the summer.
Yeah.
Almost summer. Actually, is Monday or Tuesday summer?
I tell you, it feels like summer out there today. I was out.
Oh, yeah.
I was out there all day. I was installing outdoor speakers more. We've got more speakers now outside. We've got on the trees, on the lawn. And they can all be separately controlled and controlled with a lady in the tube. So it's awesome. We can have some lawn parties and we've got music and stuff. It's cool.
What about your neighbors?
Well, we don't crank it. I mean, we did that for the test and we saw some people looking at us, but you know, sometimes, you know, we're not going to crank it all the time, but,
okay, that's cool. As long as you don't crank it.
It's pretty cool. It's fun, you know, for the cornhole and having drinks outside.
Nice.
Yeah. It took all day, by the way.
I can imagine.
I ran cable all day. That's all I did. Oh, my God.
I can imagine. That sounds like a good time, though.
It's done. Yeah, it's going to be worth it, I think. We're going to enjoy it this summer. We're going to have some social distance family gathering tomorrow. So nice to have a little background music, you know.
I forget what I did today. I like played Animal Crossing in the morning, and then I think I did some like internet work. And then I've been doing that all afternoon.
Mm.
And I was cooking lunch for a long period of time. Actually, I made some black bean soup.
Oh, nice! I love a black bean soup.
Black bean soup is so good.
Yeah,
because I eat it with tortilla chips, which like makes it not healthy, but it gives me like
delicious
Taco Bell vibes, you know.
Mm. Yeah.
But without the bathroom visit after.
Yeah, right.
Put some hot sauce on that blicky.
You got hot sauce in there?
Little yogurt, little
oh, nice.
Little Greek yogurt on there.
Yeah. Cool the heat a little bit. Mm.
Yeah. Hi, American Princess.
Oh, I got to open this the chat. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like we've had friends for more than 20 years. Well, that's true.
Has it been more than 20 years?
I think it has.
That's a long time, Kay.
I think it has.
Oh, my gosh.
Or it may be just shy over 20.
Just shy.
Which is frightening because I know that because when the GameCube came out and there was, like, Melee available.
Oh, yeah.
It was, like, the year 2000 and we were definitely fighting.
Oh, it was, yeah.
We were definitely fighting.
It's been serious ever since.
Some DLC came out for Pokemon. Oh, I told you earlier. Came out for Pokemon Sword and Shield, but I haven't downloaded it because A, I don't have any money, and B, I haven't even finished the Pokemon game because of stupid Animal Crossing.
Oh, that's all you. Yeah, that's your. You love it.
All
though.
I'm doing.
It's good.
I do love it. I burn 2 hours in Animal Crossing.
Oh
every
my
day.
Gosh.
It's really bad. Yeah.
Have you investigated this? You were talking about on one of the shows, the thing that's like Amazon or something.
Oh, Nookazon?
Nookazon.
I have not.
Okay, I didn't know.
And those are like Nintendo like, legal in-game transactions where you exchange items or like villagers for items. But I heard earlier this week that they're cracking down on people trying to exchange real world money for items or characters. Like, they're trying to like do it on like a case by case. It's like, you can't sell your villager that's going to move in. That's going to move out of your town.
They,
you know,
there's
an opportunity.
Yeah.
To sell. Like if I have a villager that said he's going to move out one day, right?
Mm-hmm.
The next day he's got his boxes packed at his house. And on that day, one of your friends can come into your town, talk to this villager who has his boxes packed, and say, hey, why don't you move to my town? And that villager will then move to your town.
Wow.
So people have started to sell very desirable villagers to randoms for like $35 or whatever.
I was going to say, what's that worth to people?
So like
people the, really going for that?
Huh?
People are really are paying for that?
Yes, yes. There's one villager who does who's like new. So he there's no way to get him in the game unless you have like unless it's per chance or one of your friends has him, because he doesn't have his own amiibo, which is like a little card that you can buy to like that has some digital information where you can invite them over to your town, you right. know. But even those amiibos are the prices are jacked up because of the Animal Crossing craze. Like you can buy a villager if you want it, but it's going to cost you like $15 depending on how popular the villager is. So dumb. It's so dumb.
How about that?
But it's fun. It's a fun time. So also, did you see, and I was talking to some of these guys about this yesterday. There's a weird game that Nintendo released like a couple days ago called Jump Rope Challenge, and it's free.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's the deal with that?
It's really weird.
Is it a bad game?
No, it's just weird. Like you just take the Joy-Cons and you jump rope, and it gives you, it's like a challenge. And it's free. You can download it like for complete free. They don't charge you for it. It's just like a dumb little game that Nintendo just released for like no reason.
Do you have to jump?
Yeah.
So it knows. Mm-hmm. That's so curious.
And it gives you a challenge like every day, but it's like a bunny jumping is your avatar.
That's it? It's really that's weird. It's so weird.
It's like on the same level of like those Wario games. You okay. know?
Like a mini game.
Yeah. It's weird. It's like one of those mini games, but like just a separate game. It's weird.
Funny. This makes me think I want to play more What the Golf. We were enjoying that, I think, last time we were talking. That was our new game that we got. That's really crazy.
I wish I could say I had played other games, but I have not.
Yeah.
There was a music game that got downloaded that I actually played for a little bit, but it was hard.
Yeah.
So I got frustrated and I was like, screw this, I'm going to play Animal Crossing again. But I really should get back to Pokemon. That's what I should finish Pokemon and then download the DLC.
Yeah.
Because everyone's talking about it. Pokemon. And there's so many good games coming out this summer, Derek. Like, yeah. I don't even know. Like, Nintendo has, like, they're all set.
What's
like, they're just putting out good games, man.
What's the deal with Pikmin?
Oh, I don't know anything about Pikmin. I don't think that's been announced, right?
Oh my gosh, that's what I'm going to be waiting for.
Wait, let me take a look on the internets. Take a spin. When you
oh yeah, where is that button? Is that this?
Take a spin there. Now. You're with the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
I'm going surfing on the internet.
That's good. We have the long version somewhere.
Where is the long version? I want to hear that.
You want to hear the long version? I might have to search for it. Let's see.
Because I'm looking at... Oh, there's no... See, there's been no announcements about Pikmin 4, right?
It'd be Pikmin 4, wow. As of June
2020, no updates for Pikmin 4 have been given. What is the deal? Actually, a really fun thing for me to do in the next, like, I don't know, few months, because I got time, because apparently we're going to, like, coronavirus is going to ruin our lives for the next, like, year... is to just pick back up Pikmin 3?
That's the Wii U?
Yeah, Wii U. It's Pikmin 3, right? Right?
Can you can't get...
Yeah, because Pikmin 2 had the battle mode, didn't it?
Yeah, which is awesome. Can you get that, the Wii U version? Can you, like, get it for any other system? Like, you can't get it for, like, the Switch? No.
Nope.
Damn. Nope. You're going to have to wait. I found that long jingle, by the way.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Fabulous. Let's play it.
Let's go. Okay, here.
On your mark, get set. We're riding on the internet. Cyberspace set free. Hello, virtual reality.
Interactive appetite. Searching for a website. A window to the world. Got to get online.
Take a spin. Now you're in with the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
That was some... That was some like 1990s.
Wow, that's
like,
pretty good.
Like public service, educational video for like families getting on the internet for the first time.
Yeah, right. Like you have to have a commercial about that.
I mean, but remember like America Online, like the experience? Like I was really into America Online, like hardcore. I was in chat rooms until like 5 in the morning.
I think I was Prodigy. Was my thing.
Oh, you were on Prodigy. You weren't on the AOLs.
Because I got a free, I got a free computer or like a $50 computer for signing up. $50 computer. That was like a thing they did.
Priceless.
And even before, it was decent. Just a basic PC, you know. It was like a thing. Right. You got internet. It was like a great deal. But even before that, I was doing bulletin boards. I was like, I'm even like,
oh, you were on the bulletin boards.
It's even that old, like calling places. Like, oh, that place has these files I want to download.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Do you know what I really used to be into is the anti-spam bulletin boards?
What's this?
The anti-spam bulletin boards, you know? Like, you know how you used to get spam in your email box all the time?
Mm-hmm.
I used to be really into, like, catching the spammers. People used to, like, really... Like, it was, like, a whole cult, like, subculture.
I see.
Like, if Reddit were around, it would have been a good subreddit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, the only subreddits I'm actually on are like, our Animal Crossing and, like our Nintendo and our Sims. That's it.
Oh, of course. The sound. Yeah, of course.
So dumb. I'm only on like video game subreddits. And like, I'm subscribed to like the other one that's like our all like cute animal pictures. Cause that's what I like to
cute,
look at.
Yeah.
On Reddit.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah. I want to look at cute animal pictures and pictures of Animal Crossing stuff that like inspiration for my town decoration. Cause I am not as creative as some people out there. Some people have created some crazy stuff out there. People do crazy stuff with the game. Like there's a little, like there's an island you can go to that where you can shoot, like you can do a photo shoot or like a video.
Wow.
With your islanders, with all the furniture that you've acquired or whatever. And there's one channel on YouTube that has used this feature to like shoot an Animal Crossing, like trailer, like a cinematic type trailer.
Wow. Of all people that are there taking photos.
Yeah. Well, it's just like, it's like a situation. It's weird. And because you can create so many custom prints or custom designs in the game to like put on the floors and walls and people's faces and heads and clothes, you can make it look like someone's bloody or, you know, so they've created like some horror.
Oh geez. Yeah.
So they've created cinematic trailers for like different fake movies. And they're freaking brilliant.
With like voiceovers they're or something like that.
Brilliant. Yeah.
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 Clever.
And there's one video that we were looking at today that has 2 million views, which is like, it's like a bunch of people together in Animal Crossing in a room just playing Toto's Africa.
That's
it's so funny.
Pretty funny. What's up with that? Is that like some kind of meme? Cause I,
Toto's Africa.
Yeah.
I don't know, but
because, I'm on all these car, you know, groups and things like that. And there's someone who took, I got an old Volvo 240, which I'm very proud about, and someone has a video. You know, it's got the little door chime when you open the door, and so there's a little box that does the beeping. Someone made one that does that, and they took a video of it, and I'm like, is this like a thing? I don't know.
I think it might be a little bit. It's very memeable.
Yeah,
you have to admit. But, like, there is a, okay, we've talked about this, like, weird subculture of, like, the weight gain, weight loss channels
that
I'm subscribed to, like the Amberlynn Reeds and the Food Beauties and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So one of these, like, parody channels did a compilation of one of, like, Foodie Beauty's, she did, like, a funny compilation of, like, one of her videos. And my husband and I have rewatched it like dozens of times because there is one point in the video where she's like, I was in the restaurant and they started playing Toto's Africa. And I hate that song. And everybody started singing. And in the video, in the parody video, they started playing it in the background.
Ah, nice.
And it was just, you have to watch. It was the funniest thing. Like, we were just, every time we watch it, we just laugh. I mean, you can't, like, the thing about those videos is, like, it's great because, you know, like, the creator just, like, took one for the team because you can't monetize it because it's, like, copyright claimed right away by, like, you know, the record company.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But it was so funny. We're laughing so much over it. And we've watched
it, like,
20 times and just, like, laughing.
Someone, yeah, maybe we're going to be seeing more of it. Well, is it, I'm trying to think of the group. Is it Weezer that did the new, or am I thinking of someone else? There's a new version of it, right?
There is.
Yeah, you don't know about
it. I didn't know there was a new cover.
Oh yeah, this is like maybe a year or two ago. Is it Weezer?
Really?
It's pretty cool too.
Weezer did it? I love me some Weezer.
Yeah, you should check.
I'm a huge Weezer fan. Well, obviously not if I don't know they did Africa.
Well, check it out because I think it's them and it's cool and it's like it's kind of cool, like it sounds a lot like the original but yet different. It's like they do a really good job of it.
I came up with it says starring Weird Al Yankovic?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that. Really?
Apparently. Maybe that was like something. I said Weezer covers Toto's Africa,
yeah,
taking us deep into the internet's heart of benignness.
Oh, wow. It's very good. You should check it out sometime.
I want to check it out. But that was like 2 years ago.
That was 2 years ago? No, yeah. Idea. No, it's cool. It's on the radio every once in a while.
It said Weezer recruit Weird Al Yankovic for the video of Toto cover of
the video?
I can't wait.
Oh, I got to see the video now. I wonder what's...
Oh, my God. That's going to be amazing.
Maybe it's a funny video. Weird Al is awesome, by the way.
Awesome.
Like,
awesome.
Like, I know people, like, make fun, like, you know, the spoofs and everything, but he is, like, super talented. He's like a genius. Genius.
He's a genius. Yeah. He's a genius parody artist.
Yeah.
And, like...
And musician, too. Like...
Yeah. I love all his parodies. I love, I'm fat.
Right. I grew up listening to him, you know. I loved it as a kid. What can I say?
I'm fat. You know it.
I haven't seen what he's doing lately these days. I bet he's got some stuff. I don't know.
Still acting
still,
a fool.
Still on it. Yeah.
You know, once you start acting a fool, you act a fool for life. Like me. Because I think that like people are like, oh, do you think? You ever think you'll grow up? And I'm like,
ah! Yeah, no, that's me.
For life, and we act a fool for life.
That's right.
For life.
That's right. I'm going to keep that going. We've always been the kids at the party. That's always been something.
Absolutely. Because one time we were at this New Year's Eve party and we brought a Nintendo GameCube because we knew we would get bored. And once the adults started watching movies,
we moved
over to the other TV and we played Smash.
That was awesome. I remember that. Was that New Year's?
Why did we do that? We're like the worst people in the world.
But seriously, if people, I mean, they're our dear friends and we love them. But if people are going to watch a movie, I'd much rather like play a game. Like that's not much fun in a group, really. Watch a movie as a group. Yeah.
Lord.
Like the kids do, you know.
And we played on a tube TV.
I think it was a console tube TV, no?
It was a big tube TV
on
the floor.
Yeah, I remember being on the floor, yeah.
And we hooked it up.
Yeah, it was awesome. We made it work.
Why did we decide to bring the GameCube? Like, what? Like, we're the kids. You know, like, watch it. Like, my mom and dad were always like, can you bring a book?
Yep.
In case you get bored.
Yeah, bring some. I don't know. I don't know what we were thinking because I don't know. Like, it would seem rude to do that. But, I mean, people were watching a movie. Like,
nobody cared. Nobody cared. We were having a great time.
It was fine. Yeah.
I think we were playing Pikmin and Smash.
We probably did both. Yeah. Got to steal those cherries. Yeah.
Yeah. Got to steal cherries.
it's a lot of fun. Oh, I'm itching to play. I wish we could play that online.
Dude, they need to, like, you know what would be great? Is if they would just bring that back as a mini game, you can download it and play online.
Yeah, why can't they? It seems like an easy thing.
People would pay for it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, absolutely.
I would pay for it.
I would, absolutely. I
mean, 15 shekels, I would pay for it.
Yeah, no problem.
Like, totally. Yeah. You know, like, just bring back, like, that, like, the challenge mode from Pikmin. I don't care about the rest of the
game. Oh, as a mini game, the Pikmin battle.
Like you download.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I want Pikmin 4. Like, I'm bitter that they haven't started making that.
Yeah. Four player battle mode.
That would get insane, don't you think? I don't know about that. How could you see what's going on the screen? How could you see?
You know, a four-corner screen.
I don't know.
Insane. People got bigger screens these days.
I think it's better if you're doing it, like, virtually. You know, like, yeah. If you're playing, like, at someone else's house. And you're playing, you know, each at your own house. And you can see your screen, but you can maybe see, like, the other person's screen, like, a little smaller on the, like, on the bottom or something like that. And you can zoom in if you need to.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. It'd be good for online.
Or maybe you play blind. That might be even more fun.
Oh, you like, can't see other screens.
You can't see what other players are doing.
Yeah, that could be a thing. That could be a damn fun game. I hope they do it. I hope they make it happen.
Nintendo.
Pikmin.
Come on.
Let's have it. Let's have it.
Pikmin challenge mode.
Pikmin on the Switch.
Get the cherry.
Get the, like, the cherry's the best.
Get the cherries. Actually, what is the point of the what are you trying to get actually?
The marble. You gotta get the marble.
Yeah.
You gotta get four yellow marbles or you gotta get your opponent's marble.
Or you get your opponent's marble.
Which we always would used to say you don't have to get you don't have to get someone else's marble. You can get four yellow ones and win.
Or you can get your opponent's marble and win.
Yeah.
Instantly. I mean, that's the really, like, cruel thing, is if you could go and grab... But how... You could go and get your opponent's marble if your opponent was, like, severely disabled. Like, if the numbers were down, or, like, the whole thing was on fire, yeah. Or so, you know?
A big, big problem. And Kay, the tip that they used to give, this is real inside, you can't carry your own marble. Which would be awesome if you could.
That is some serious inside baseball.
Yeah.
Well, if I ever. Inside
baseball. Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. Nintendo's got a good thing going, though, with their, like, online, like, the old games that are available. You know, I wish they would allow us. I wish they would put more of, like, the Wii games available. But maybe that's too much for the... server? I don't know, but I would like some GameCube games.
Oh yeah,
on the online, because right now they're putting like NES games and like Super NES games, which are great. Especially like the harder ones, like Kid Icarus, Metroid, and stuff like stress you the F out.
Yeah,
and Super Mario Brothers. I can't win that. I'm sorry.
Original. Like, I cannot win. I've won the original one.
I got to World 8-4.
I'm pretty proud of that.
Ended up there. Can't win.
Oh, can't boy. 8-4. That's the last one.
Wait, did you tell me last time that you won Ghosts and Goblins?
The Genesis version, which I think is called, it's slightly different. It's like Ghouls and Goblins or something.
Yeah.
But it's the same
thing. That's what she said.
Whoops, I didn't mean that. But it's the same. It's the same thing where you lose your armor and then eventually you're naked.
That's shocking to me because I found it to be excruciatingly frustrating, like from the beginning.
Well, I used to play like I was an only child,
but me too.
And didn't have
me too.
And
I threw my controller
and
so many times.
No. And didn't have a lot of friends, so I have some weekends where I'm playing some hardcore games. And I'm remembering some of these summer, you know, afternoons, just like sweaty. I don't think we had air conditioning, and like my hands are sweaty playing this. Like I'm like
stressing out.
Games aren't like that nowadays, really. I mean, my experience, ones I play are more like party games or I don't know. I get worked up when we play Smash,
like
but
I feel like maybe some platformers are like that now. Because now I think they're getting back to the old retro style, like where games are a little harder.
Yeah.
But I just remember like playing that game and being like, I can't do this. Like I have no patience. And also, The Legend of Zelda 2.
That's the side scrolling.
No chance. I tried.
Yeah.
The Adventure of Link or whatever.
I never got into it.
It was great because like it was a side scroller. It was really interesting, but like.
wasn't it not as popular?
I hated that game. No, it was not as popular. Yeah. I hated that game. I played it, but I think I spent a lot of time trying to enjoy it. You know, that's one of those things where I was like, I'll pop this in. I had a gold cartridge, you know, of that one too. And I was like, I'll pop it in. I'll try to enjoy it. But like in the end, I kept going back to my old favorites, which was I really enjoyed the Goonies game.
Oh, I knew people that had that. I never got into it though.
Oh, it's so fun. Yeah. I used to be able to win that in like 3 hours.
Oh my gosh.
And another one I never completed this game, but I played a lot of hours. I burned so many hours playing this and it was almost as frustrating as Ghosts and Goblins, but not quite, is a Mickey Mouse Capade.
Oh, I think I played that, or I had cousins who had it.
I think you might have played it with me. Because you can, you're Minnie and Mickey at the same time.
Was this,
or you can play, I guess, to play it with Minnie.
This was NES?
Yes. And if Minnie fell off, you died.
Oh man, I vaguely remember this. We did play it, or I might have played it back in the day. I didn't have it.
I'm pretty sure we might have played it together, and it was like, it's really like legit one of the worst games. Like, it's so bad. But I had a lot of fun playing it. Like, and I played Bubble Bobble a lot by myself.
Oh my gosh, that's
so sad.
That's crazy. That's crazy making. Yeah, how do you play?
It's not as fun. It's not as, it's still, it's like possible, but it's just not as fun if you don't play with, you know, your friend or whatever. So I still haven't downloaded the new Bubble Bobble. I don't know if that's fun or not. Do we have like a Nintendo show now? Is this the Nintendo like,
show
podcast? I actually did listen to an Animal Crossing podcast last night, and it was very entertaining.
That's interesting. Wow.
Yeah. You're talking about like, you know, the culture of the game.
You talk about and, everything. You know,
economics of the game, and you know, are you sick of it yet, or you know, the whole thing, because people are talking like there's like some people who spent like 700-900 hours in the game and are just like burned out, and there's people who just like were like me who like it's probably gonna take a year to get burnt out on it.
Wow.
Because I feel like if you play for an entire year, right, you've probably managed to do all of the events in the game that are available. And if Nintendo is smart, they'll keep updating the DLC to include new things all the time.
Sure.
Like, they'll keep, if they are smart, they'll keep adding villagers and adding events and adding items, because then people will want to get the new items and villagers, especially the villagers. Like, people, if they add new villagers with like really cute designs, people are going to go insane. Alyssa wants to know what cocktails we're having. I'm having an obituary.
Yeah.
It's almost done.
So tell us what's in that drink again.
It's gin,
mm-hmm.
absinthe, and in mine I put a little bit of lemon juice and simple syrup.
Nice.
Just a little bit. Actually, I uploaded a video to my YouTube channel.
Lemon.
That is the bar.
That's
the
what?
Bar, the bar styling.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Because I have a wall bar, because I don't have a bar cart. Because bar carts, like, I don't have room for that. So I just have a wall bar.
Oh, I gotta check this out.
The wall bar is awesome. Like, I am so into it. It's just like, it's the cutest thing, and it saves so much floor space.
Cool.
So if you have a small space. Yeah, gin and upset. Yeah, it's like one and done.
Really? I'm drinking a Chardonnay.
Chardonnay.
Box. Almost out. Oh.
Box wine is severely underrated. I'm sorry.
I know, right?
Like,
it's good for a long time. There's a lot of good ones out there.
It lasts forever.
I got to tell you about we got our bar. Oh my gosh, that was
congratulations, by the way.
Well, thank you. That's
congratulations.
That's why we couldn't do a show, because it got a little late. I need to explain to you what happened to make this late. I think we were there at like 4:30. I figured, well, we're gonna be back in plenty of time. I don't know what I was thinking. We were sort of thinking maybe it would fit in the car, but there's no way. This thing is massive, right? There's this new service for moving stuff that's kind of like, you know, like the sort of like the Instacart of moving. It's you just say where what you need moved and when you need it moved, and then people all of a sudden are available. It's a little.
What's it called?
It's called Dolly.
Oh, I've used Dolly before.
Have you used Dolly?
Yeah, I've used Dolly twice.
Brand new to me.
Yeah, Dolly's awesome. Dolly.
Yeah.
I use Dolly to deliver my. Well, Container Store uses Dolly.
I thought they were brand new.
And I use Dolly to deliver my media console from West Elm because there was no way I was going to be able to fit that in my car.
Oh, nice. So
Alyssa says those margarita bottles from Costco are awesome. Margarita bottles?
Margarita bottles?
I need
margarita?
Maybe. I need to, like, I don't have a Costco membership. One of these days, I feel like maybe it might be worth checking out. I don't know. Costco is kind of like a hit and, like, it's like a hit or miss kind of thing, I feel like.
So, yeah, I know someone who has a membership, but I haven't been in a long time. So what happened with picking up this bar was I originally signed up the Dolly's. This is brand new to me. Like it was on. So we bought this thing used on Facebook, which is a lot cheaper. They're pretty expensive. It's
of course. It's Howard, beautiful though.
Thank you. It's a Howard Miller bar, big wood. It's like 300 something pounds with a Italian marble top. It's really heavy. You can take the top off. So anyways, I was going to get two people from Dolly because it's on Facebook now. Like, oh, you need help moving it? You just click here. So I thought it was a news service. Wow. I didn't know about it. So we signed. I'm like, oh, this is great. We got two people. They'll move it and we'll be done. We'll be back in time for the show, blah, blah, blah. We're just getting there. And one guy chimes in and says, I'm ready to do it. If you want to just do it for one guy, or one helper, they call them helpers, right?
Yeah, helpers.
That we can do it. So I'm like, oh, I guess, yeah, we'll save a little bit of money. But I was kind of hoping it was just two guys take it, we're done, we're moving it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So me and another helper, we moved that son of a.
Oh.
Yeah, that thing.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's like Uber for moving.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Uber.
Yeah.
So we got it done. But that thing, boy, was that a beast to move. So, and by time we got in, it was like quarter of when we were going to do the show. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, yeah. I was getting messages. I was like, you know what? This is fine.
I can't do it.
I like, I've been there where like there's like stuff going on and you're moving stuff and you're just like, I can't, like, I just can't get on the air and be on the radio and be funny on the radio.
I was sweaty, you know? And I was like, funny story. We had to get, so we had some stools. It came with ones we didn't want to. It's like, they had like
ugly.
Guinness or something. We don't want.
Oh, okay.
So we're okay with the ones we had. So I'm like, well, you know what? We need five. Like this should have like five seats around the bar.
Five seats.
Yeah, we got five seats. So we found two more stools on Facebook again. We ran out again and got more.
Facebook Marketplace like that. Like that sounds really good.
I've been using it a lot. I'm always looking at it, and I've sold a few things there. It seems like it's the new Craigslist. I got to tell you something funny about picking up the stools. I had a good funny, you know, I'm upset about this, that I had a good funny and well, my sweetie laughed at it, but that was, but the person didn't get it, which kind of got me. So, okay. So we got these new stools, right?
Right.
And I said, well, I wanted to check the height and the same height. Okay. And then I said, well, if it's okay, I'm going to bring one of ours and make sure it looks like it matches.
Right.
So I'm messaging this person. I said, I'm in front of your house, and I have my stool sample. and there's there's like nothing.
I didn't get anything.
No. I thought I was going to hear laughing. I sent the message. The windows are open. I said, wait, let's wait for the laugh. Like, we're going to hear them laugh inside the apartment.
Crickets. Right?
Nothing.
Crickets. No. I'm sorry. I know.
I had to tell you that because I wanted someone to appreciate it. I'm here with my stool. When else are you going to be able to use that one?
Never. Stool sample. That's great. I never get to use that.
Yeah.
Except when I'm talking about Clover, you know?
Because
rarely, you know what? I don't think I've ever had to give a stool sample.
I don't think I ever had to. Pee, it happens. Peeing.
It's pee all the time, like urine sample, but like never like an actual
stool
sample.
No, when do you have to do that?
I had to give a stool a stool sample?
That sounds like no fun.
I don't think so. It doesn't sound like a good time. But, I mean, I have been asked by the veterinarian to bring a clover stool sample annually when he has his annual exam to test for, like, worms and stuff.
Well, that's good.
So
that didn't make sense.
Annually, I have to, like, have a very uncomfortable event where I save poop and bring it to the vet's office.
Nice.
And I have to have it in the car and everything. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
And actually, I was reading on Facebook. Okay. Well, Facebook owns Instagram. So basically, Instagram is Facebook.
Yeah.
But the Instagram ads get you, and the Facebook ads get me too.
Oh, yeah.
There's apparently a little bag that you can purchase for your dog poop bag to put in there so it doesn't smell. So, like, during your walk, you can carry it on your leash and it doesn't smell and bother you.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of want it. Because wouldn't that be great for, like, the doctor's visit when I get to bring his stool sample? I put it in the bag and it doesn't smell. You know, it's in my car or whatever.
How do they, is it like some kind of like thick bag or how do they?
It's a thick bag.
Yeah. Is it like some like trendy like design or it looks like.
I don't know. It's a cute bag.
Yeah.
But it looked like, I mean, because sometimes you're walking a while, like especially, so I live around like a park or reserve, not nature reserve, right? Mm-hmm. But they've taken away all the trash cans inside the nature reserve. So, like, when you're walking your dog in there and your dog poops in the nature reserve, I have to, like, pick the poop up walk around with a stupid bag, like, the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's smelly. Like, even though the poop is in the bag.
Yeah.
Like, it's smelly, right?
Yeah.
So, well, I want to put it in this other bag.
That's good. It's a product. That, yep.
Like, isn't so smelly. And I think I need it. It's, like, $15. Get two bags. I want it.
No, that's not bad.
Thanks, Instagram.
There you go.
Facebook.
Yeah.
Alyssa says it's the margarita bottles from Costco are the pre-mixed margarita. They have a strawberry one that is delish.
Interesting.
Strawberry margarita sounds actually pretty good.
I have to say, now that we are on the Taco Tuesday.
Oh, that's right. You guys are doing Taco Tuesday like religiously.
Every week. I have got the margarita recipe down.
Oh, you got it down, yeah. You guys have different tacos every week, or you guys have the same freaking tacos every week?
It's mostly the same. It's very basic.
Why are you guys not experimenting with the taco types?
Really, so we celebrate the Taco Tuesday, but really what it's all about is the nachos.
There's nachos?
Yes.
Oh, I get sized for some nachos.
And we get that going. We got the chili, we got the we got the garlic, we got the onions, we got the cilantro. Nice. I mean, it's all about the nachos, really, and the margaritas. But you
nachos
know.
Are so good,
right? They're amazing. Oh my gosh, I love the nachos.
Are so good.
But I'm loving the margarita with a little bit of brandy. I think really makes a difference.
Hmm.
And they have El Presidente, which some of the restaurants use for their brandy for their margaritas. We have a little bit left, but it's hard to come by. It's not expensive.
Is it?
Yeah.
It is? It's hard to come by. Why?
I don't know. Total Wine has it, but you can't get it curbside.
Wine?
Yeah, Total Wine has it. It's only like $18, but it really makes for a great margarita if you're
Total Wine has everything.
Oh yeah. Yeah, right.
They have the my favorite pear sake that I like to
pear
drink.
Pear sake. Wow.
Yeah, with hot pot. But
nice.
We can't get hot pot. Because there's no rest. Well, I'm not going to a restaurant. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not going to Happy Lamb. I can't do it.
No.
Like even I can't do it.
When do we go back? That's I know they're opening up and they're saying in Massachusetts we can go back to restaurants next week. But you know, like where's the proof? Where's the when? So when do we go back? Really? Right?
I think there's going to be a second wave.
Yeah.
And we're going to go under lockdown again.
Really?
And I think that, I feel like it's going to be March all over again at some point, like in September.
Hmm.
So I feel like, I mean, I hope not.
Right.
Because I'm supposed to visit my parents in September.
Okay.
Frankly. But, like, I feel like it's going to happen again. I feel like we're going to have a weird second wave.
That's what I've been thinking, sort of, yeah.
And unless we have some sort of treatment, like, I'm not going, I'm not going to restaurants. I can't do it. It's too many people. It's too many people. And there, no one's wearing masks at restaurants, right? Because we're all eating.
Yeah, not everyone's. Yeah, most people wouldn't be wearing masks.
You can't cover your face.
Yeah,
and like be at a restaurant. It's not. It's one of the most dangerous places you can be. There's no performances, right?
Right.
And so,
that would be less of a. I mean, well, other than spacing of audience, of course, people singing. You've got that kind of projecting thing.
But, yeah, I mean, singers are super spreaders, unfortunately.
Right, that's unfortunate. But, I mean, you'd think if there's enough, you feel like that would be less of a drastic concern than, like, a restaurant.
Yeah, but. I walked past a pub a couple days ago. It was packed. I was like, what the hell?
Outside? Like,
outside.
Yeah.
Outside.
Wasn't distance?
I don't know what y'all are doing, but, like, and I appreciate Eve is asking me if Clover takes both of the pills, and yes, he does take both of the pills, the Simparica and the other one. I forget what the other one's called.
I am just listening.
He's giving Clover his foodies and his anti-tick medication and his wormer medication. Sentinel. That's the other one. Sentinel and Simparica.
It is interesting. American Princess is saying it's worse in Texas.
Texas is getting pretty, is starting to spike.
From what I've seen in, you know, on the internet and stuff, it's funny how it's, well, not funny is the right word, but it's different in different states. Like, there's different policies. There's things people are
different behaviors.
And different behavior. Like, some people are just like, it's not a problem. They're thinking, and places are open. I don't know. It's concerning. I think there's not. I think people are just they're ready to make a change, but there's nothing. There's no proof that it's okay.
Yeah,
I think
because I mean, there's so many. I feel like there's so many asymptomatic carriers that we don't know.
That's
about.
True too. Right.
It's horrendous. Like so, we need testing. We need more testing. I think if we can get really reliable testing. We can identify people who have it. Maybe they have no symptoms. Maybe they can quarantine for 2 weeks, right?
Yeah. Or the antibody testing too.
Yeah, the antibody testing. Or I guess I don't know. They're saying like that you can be sick with it for like a long time, like weeks, months.
I haven't heard that.
So like until you get tested negative, I feel like you have to quarantine, which is unfortunate. They say Arizona and Texas set new records for new COVID-19 cases. Yeah.
Oh, geez. Well, there you go.
It's ridiculous.
And what I know, Florida, they've been open. Like people, there's restaurants, Florida, there's bars.
Insane. Like they're insane.
Yeah.
People are going to the beaches. They're doing whatever.
You can't.
Like I just
do
like,
that.
Yeah. And you know, I just talked to a friend who lives in North Carolina. She says people are insane. They're going out. They're doing. They're acting like it's normal.
Yeah.
And they're not wearing masks. They're just insane. They're crazy. So. I don't know, but I heard today, I was not to get political, but I was on Facebook and I read a message or like a someone's story that was like, President Trump thinks that people wearing masks is like somehow an insult to him.
I saw that.
What the hell?
Someone said now even more of a reason to wear a mask.
Like, I don't really understand. Like, yeah. I'm just like, how dangerous are you going to be until you get like, until you leave office? Like, I just don't, I'm like, every day, I'm like, you're more and more of a clown. And I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I hate, I don't understand how it's so irresponsible.
90 seconds.
90 seconds. It's so irresponsible to tell American people that wearing masks is some sort of like thing against you. He's a paranoid narcissist who thinks everyone's against him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not about you. I'm sorry.
Well, there are a lot of people are against him. You. Yeah,
I don't understand, and I want to punch him in the face.
Yeah, it's just been handled horrible.
God. All right. Well, sorry to end it on a politics seconds. Note.
Oh, there we have it. Yeah. Well.
There we are. There we go. There we go. Trump, get it together. Somebody get it together.
Somebody. Well,
somebody get it together.
I'm
happy
looking
Juneteenth.
Happy Juneteenth. I'm looking forward to the times when we can go out again, but I don't know.
Me too.
I want some proof. I want a little bit of, something that makes me feel a little bit better about doing it.
I think 2020 is a dead in the, is like, it's a write off. Just write it off.
Yeah, just write it off. Nothing's happening this year. Nothing. Nothing's happening.
I'm going to be 43 again next year.
A lot of home improvement projects are getting done.
I guess something's happening. I
guess that's our show.
That's our show.
Maybe we'll be back next Friday. I don't know. Friday, Sunday.
Back next Friday.
We'll see. Yeah. You like the Friday thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like the Friday thing. Happy hour.
Thanks for listening.
All right, you guys. I hope you're having a great morning, great evening, great afternoon, wherever you are.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is the Aaron and Kay Show.